It's time to tune in for Eye of the Tigers. I'm your co-host, Peyton.
And I'm your co-host, Caitlin, and we are here to talk about all things athletics, academics, and truly anything under the sun.
Let's get it started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the pod. Today is a sad day. It's our last episode of the semester.
Oh my goodness. Woo. Time flew by.
It's so sad. How is it already the end of November?
Like, actually, wait a second. Thinking back, our first episode, we were talking about, like, opening week.
And oh my God.
We've got literally, like, 1 week of actual school left, pretty much.
That is insane. I feel like this semester has just gone by so fast.
So fast.
Like, I blinked and it's the end of the semester.
Insane.
And, like, I feel like last year it did not go by this fast. Like, I remember first semester last year feeling like it took years to get to this point.
Yeah. What the heck? Wow.
Yeah.
It's weird to reflect on it.
I mean, I was also, like, ragingly homesick last year, so that was probably part of it.
Same.
And, like, I'm definitely more integrated.
You know, I was so homesick, like, the first, like, 3 weeks, and I was just, like, crying myself to sleep for so long, and yep. I was like, this is not it.
No, I literally was calling my parents, like, with every minor inconvenience, because I just wanted to talk to them, because I missed them so much.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the time. We got through it, though.
And you know what? We're here now. Yeah, we made it out the other side.
Wow.
Life is good, and semesters are flying by. But yeah. Speaking of the end of the semester, finals week is coming up.
Ooh, oh, my Lanta.
Not good.
Yeah.
Not exciting. So what is your finals week looking like?
Well, so it's been, like, it's more spread out, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So I just finished up a paper, and then I've got, like, so many more papers to do. I'm just going to say it, and then I'll, like, give you a specific timeline. Yeah. So I have a few papers to do. I have to read a 400-page book.
Oh.
Which is weird. And then I have tests for finals week. But, so, we have school Monday and Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I have a French oral exam on Monday.
Oh, God.
And then I have, on Tuesday, at 8:20 in the morning, test, which I'm very not excited
for. What class?
Gender and society.
Oh, God.
So, I'm a little nervous about that one. No, I'm actually very nervous about the oral exam in French. I'm very nervous about them.
Yeah.
But, and then I have just, like, this, like, 3-page short paper I have to turn in on Tuesday. So, that's just, like, random stuff. And then, over Thanksgiving, I plan on reading my book, and then finals week, I have 2 actual exams.
Okay.
And then a paper due.
So, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Just, like, random stuff, kind of just, like, floating in my brain to get done, so.
It's like you're at the home stretch, but it's like you have a couple assignments, but they're, like, big assignments.
Wait a second. So, okay, Peyton and I are both in electronic journalism. Are we done? With articles, we did not get assigned any today.
So, I think we might be. Because if you think about it, right, there was 3 groups.
Mm-hmm.
All 3 groups have been off one time.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think we might be done. I don't know. I know we have our final exam.
Yeah. I need to, like, look back because we'd have 8, right?
We'd have 10. Well, I guess
8, because in, like, 8
written,
2
video.
So we already did our videos. I'll have to look back.
Oh my God, please tell
and
me
then,
we're done.
Well, because we didn't have the ones for extra credit, but I'm like,
do I really want to do an extra credit story?
Yeah.
I might do one, but if time permits and, like, I come up with a good idea.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I don't know. We're going to just ride the wave and see how it goes.
But that literally just popped in my brain.
I hope so. Well, I feel like we wouldn't have gotten an assignment today because we have Thanksgiving break next week.
Right. Yeah.
So we wouldn't be able to get interviews, get access to equipment.
Yeah.
Do any of that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Mm. Well, turning it to you. What does your finals week look like?
Honestly, not bad.
Okay.
We have our exam for electronic journalism Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday morning. And then Tuesday afternoon, I have a presentation in my Spanish class.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a group presentation with 2 of my good friends in the class, and we've been doing presentations all semester together. So we all work really well together. Everybody gets their stuff done. And it's on Shakira.
Oh.
So I'm excited about that. It should be a lot of fun. And then I have a portfolio due for my creative writing class. Mm-hmm. So I have to, we wrote a short play back in like October, I think, because we did a midterm portfolio and then we're doing a final. So I have to edit my short play. And then I have to edit my short story that we wrote, which I'm already like, I literally submitted my rough draft Thursday and in class Thursday, I was like, man, I have so many ideas that I should have put in there. So I at least have some like general notes for revision in my head.
Yeah.
And then my media fellows class, I'm not sure what we're doing because I know we don't have an exam. And I think we were supposed to do a portfolio, but she hasn't said anything about it.
I remember having to make one last year, but that was in during the second semester, actually. So.
But she also said that we have a like an advertising assignment coming up, and she's like, that's going to be your final assignment. So I don't know if we're doing a portfolio or not. But so really, I have two in-person things on Tuesday.
Okay.
And then I'm going home Wednesday morning. Nice. And then my portfolio is due Thursday. Okay. So I really don't have that much stuff, which is really nice. Because first semester last year, I had a rough finals week.
Yeah.
So this, I feel like this semester my classes really haven't been super overwhelming, which has been nice. And it's like, they haven't been overwhelming and it's classes I'm passionate about. So it's been really fun.
Good.
To just like do stuff, but not like have it all weighing down on me and bogging me down.
Yeah.
So.
Hey.
Yeah.
Perfect. Love it.
All right, so you have some exams. What are your study tips? What are your strats?
My strategies? Okay, so for my gender and society, she has, like, this long PowerPoint, and it has all of the, like definitions and quiz words and stuff. So I'll put that into a Quizlet.
Yep.
And then I'll just look over the Quizlet a ton, and then I'll write it on paper. To, like, really get it in my brain.
Yep.
And then, like, closer to the test, I'll start trying to, you know, write it down by memory.
Yeah.
But that's kind of all I can do for that class. For French, it's going to be a lot of Quizlet, too.
Yep. I love you, Quizlet.
A lot of words.
Quizlet, please sponsor me if you're listening.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Especially because I have Quizlet Plus now. But you had to pay for it, which sucks.
You know, I'm still so mad at them. For making Quizlet Plus a thing, because learn mode, I miss learn mode.
Yes, I had to get it for French, because without it, I wouldn't be able to memorize the crazy amount of words that we have.
Yeah.
So, but that, and then, I remember the last test for electronic journalism, I was just literally writing it over and over again in my journal. Like, this is the definition, write it out.
Yep.
Stuff like that. So, it'll just be a lot of recall.
Yeah.
But that's that. And then, like, also, I don't know what it's called, but, like, you know, there's, like, a bunch of, like, different, like, steps in, like, an answer. So, like, I'll do, like, the first word and then make some type of, like, word for it. So it's, like...
Oh, like a mnemonic device?
Yeah.
Yes.
I know. That was a very bad,
It's okay. We got there. Like an acronym.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because like I have an acronym for my social exam coming up, and it's MMMC. Which I don't know. I don't know what it
stands for.
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
I just remember making it.
So you might want to remember what it stands for, because I think that's kind of the whole point.
It had like something to do with like it's men something. Something with the C.
That is so funny.
I was like, whatever.
Oh, man.
I just started studying last night, so I was like...
Yeah. Oh, wow. You're fine. You'll remember it eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. My ninth grade history class, I used to study with one of my friends in the hall, and we would create the most, like, ridiculous mnemonic devices. We'd be like, oh, this figure, his name... starts with a G, he's like golden whatever, and we would like make it up and like make these elaborate stories, but they would work. I would remember them when we got to the test, but
it like the craziest things help you remember.
It's weird.
Or like making a song.
Yeah.
It's just
yes
that before, but yeah.
Yeah,
you just gotta think of something really crazy to help you remember.
There you go.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Do you have any like fun study tips?
I definitely am an avid Quizlet user. Mm-hmm. I love that website. It is everything.
It's so nice.
I think for me, like, I just put in, like, I have a hard time focusing if I'm not listening to music.
Mm.
So I just put on my headphones,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll just work for a good long while. And then sometimes I have to put my phone across the room,
yeah.
which helps me focus because it's really easy to get distracted on your phone when you're studying, especially if it's something that you really don't want to be doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that helps me. And then making sure I take breaks is mm-hmm. very important because you don't want to go literally insane because you're just working nonstop. Like, yeah. I think there's, like, this certain method. I don't use this one because I like to lock in for a longer period of time, but mm-hmm. it's, like, I want to say it's, like, Pomodoro or something like that, and you, like, study for 25 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then you take a five-minute break.
Yeah, I've seen that.
But your five-minute break, it, like, it's supposed to be something, like, it's not supposed to be, like, being on your phone. It's supposed to be, like, reading a book or, like, like, staring at the wall or something like that. I don't know. I don't remember the exact techniques of it, but mm-hmm. I feel like it's, like, locking in for 25 minutes is not enough time for me, because, like, once I'm locked in, like,
yeah,
I am sat.
25 minutes is short.
I am sat for, like, a good while, but mm-hmm. taking breaks is definitely very important.
Yeah.
And staying hydrated, well-fed. Mm-hmm. Keep your brain working good.
Yeah. I know in the past, whenever I've been, like, just not in it, I'll do, like, 40 minutes on and then 10 minutes off.
Yeah.
And then I'll do an hour on and then, like, 10 minutes, 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
But then I'll just keep rotating it like that.
Yeah.
But most of the time I do get in a groove and then I'll work for longer than that.
Yeah.
Obviously, so.
It really just depends on the assignment. Like, if I'm writing a paper, sometimes I just, like, can't do it. And then other times I'm like, oh, the writing juices are flowing and I just, like, can't stop. And then I won't take a break for, like, an hour. And then I'm like, oh, cool, I've written 3 pages. Like,
yeah.
This is crazy. Writing is definitely one of those things that it's like, it's either there that day or it's not.
Right? Literally.
Yeah.
Because I just wrote something and I got 3 pages in like 40 minutes.
Yep.
But then it's like, I have this other assignment that's also 3 pages. I'm nervous for it.
Yeah.
Like, ugh, my Lanta.
No, like, when we just had a paper due for our electronic journalism class,
mm-hmm.
and, like, every time I sat down to do that, I could only sit down and do it for, like, 30 minutes at a time. And then one night, I was just, like, I busted out, like, the whole paper, and I was like, I've been working on this for a week. What do you mean I wrote this entire paper in, like, 45 minutes?
Yeah.
Like, why does that work?
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I love writing, because sometimes you really get the bug, and
yeah,
it's really fun.
Yeah. It's always the best whenever you're, like, totally stumped, and then you finally have some idea.
Yep.
And then you're like, wait, and then you just, like, flow with it.
Yep.
And I feel like, too, like, there's definitely a correlation. Like, if you, like, know exactly what you want to write, you're pretty chill. But, like, sometimes I'll be like, I have an idea. I have concepts.
So then, you have concepts of a plan.
But then then you start writing and you're like, wait a second.
I'm like, wait, what happened?
Yeah.
Where did my idea go?
Yeah, it's just late and not working.
No, that happened to me this week because I had, for my creative writing class, I had a short story due on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I've known about this assignment for a while and I did not procrastinate this assignment. Like, I probably started working on it last Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and, like, I started writing it and, like, all this stuff. And then on Tuesday, I was writing it, and I originally had this one, like, topic that I was writing about, and I had about probably, like, 1,200 words written, supposed to be a 2,500-word short story.
Mm-hmm.
And so on Tuesday, I was writing it, and I just was, like, I was not feeling inspired. I was like, I hate this. Like, I actually, this is the worst concept, like, this is the worst short story I've ever seen in my life. So I completely restarted.
Oh my goodness.
I did a completely new topic.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote that short story in 24 hours.
But, yes.
And it was better than what I would have done if I had just, like, slogged through the other one. And it took me actually less time because I was inspired and I was having a lot of fun writing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Jesus, like, why didn't I come up with this idea a week ago? I could have made my life so much less stressful, but I'm really glad I switched.
What was the idea? I want to know.
So my first short story, it was about this girl, and she was in prison, and then she had this, like, secret relationship with a guard.
Oh.
And then she was going to try to escape. But I was just, like, sitting down trying to write the escape plan, and I was like, this is so dumb. Like, I actually just, like, I want to burn this. So we did. And then I wrote a different short story about this girl, and she's, like, this New York, like, fashion mogul.
Mm.
And then she hears this song that reminds her of her high school boyfriend that died while they were together. And then she gets, like, really sad. And then it ends up being the first dance song at her and her fiancé's wedding. So.
Oh, my Lanta. Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
That should be, like, a rom-com Hallmark-y movie.
Oh, my God. But it's, like, too sad to be Hallmark-y. Because the point is that, like, kind of at the end of the day, like, it was just that her new fiancé was just never going to live up to the old one. So.
Oh!
Like, Hallmark could never, because they write, like, feel-good movies.
Yeah. So that'd be, like, a Netflix, like, romantic sad movie.
Yeah.
Oh, have you ever watched Me Before You?
Oh, my God.
They put it on Prime.
It's on Prime?
It's free on Prime now. I know.
I actually think we actually have that movie purchased on Prime because my family loves it so much.
It's so good.
The movie is so sad, but it's so good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
I love it so much.
Phenomenal. 10 out of 10. I love Emilia Clarke.
Uh-huh.
She is incredible.
Yes.
Especially in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And her little bumblebee tights. They're so cute.
So cute.
And then Neville from Harry Potter is in that movie.
Oh, I know in the, like, grandpa or the dad of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember their names.
I don't either.
He's from Game of Thrones, and so is the main girl. So that's cool.
Okay, Game of Thrones reunion.
I love Game of Thrones. It's so good.
I have only watched, I think, the last two seasons of it. Because
mm-hmm.
I didn't, because when it came out, like, we were kind of young. So
yeah.
Obviously my parents didn't let me watch it because
oh my Lanta.
Crazy nudity and inappropriate things in there.
The first few seasons were
a lot. So I definitely want to go back and watch it now that I'm older and can watch it. It's a really big commitment. Like
it is.
There's a lot of episodes. They're really long.
It took me a while to get through.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I like quick hitter sitcoms. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to sit down and watch 8 seasons of a drama. And I also just hate the ending of it. So, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm going to be watching this to just live up to the most, like, crowd goes mild ending in the entire world.
Yeah. I know. I did not like the ending.
Yeah.
It was just, like, really?
Like, be better.
Yeah.
You can do better.
Mm-hmm. Especially all of the, like, curveballs they threw throughout the show.
I know. I think because what happened is they were going off of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the last season, like, the books hadn't figured out the ending yet.
Oh.
So I think the writers, like, came up with their own ending.
And it was terrible.
It was just not as good. Like.
Anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Compared to everything else.
I know. So sad.
Yeah. But.
You hate to see it?
Yeah.
You hate to see it.
Ugh.
Alrighty. What are your favorite study snacks? Are you a snacker when you study?
You know, I like to bring some food with me. I actually got goldfish yesterday.
Okay.
I went to Walmart with Libby, one of the girls on the softball team,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, you know what? I'm going to get some goldfish. So I've been snacking on that.
Yeah.
But usually, I'll get some chai, like a chai tea latte.
Oh, Cafe Allegro?
Yeah.
Your.
Mm-hmm. I'll get that. Or, I don't know, just like some type of caffeine.
Yeah.
Or water, but most of the time caffeine.
That's valid.
I need to lock in.
Yep.
And then. Yeah, I mean, it just depends on what I have with me.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, that's
fair. Right now, it's goldfish.
Goldfish is such a good study snack. Like, it really is. I'm a pretzel gal.
Ooh.
I like to eat pretzels when I study. I always like to have some sugar, also.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever candy I have, like, that's really important. Because I don't really do a lot of caffeine. Like, I just don't. My body doesn't react well with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like to do sugar because it keeps me awake. Like last year, I remember I got those like Airheads Extremes. Those mm-hmm. were really good. Gummy bears, things like that. Also dark chocolate, which
yes.
is actually proven to help improve brain function.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my.
Chocolate
Lanta.
Is good, but dark chocolate is the best.
I like dark chocolate.
Yeah. So I have, my parents brought me Trader Joe's dark chocolate when they came to visit a while ago. so I still have some Trader Joe's dark chocolate. Trader Joe's, if you're listening, please, I love your dark chocolate. Please send me cases of it.
Because Quizlet and Trader Joe's, come on.
Yep.
Sponsor.
Please. Like, I'm just a girl trying to study, get through college. So that's all I need. But yeah, dark chocolate. Trying to think of what else. Late night.
Oh, yeah.
Late night carried me through finals week first semester last year. Because I would just be in the GCPA until ungodly hours at night working on my stuff.
I know. I'm, like, prepared to not get a lot of sleep these next few weeks.
Yeah.
It's gonna suck. But, yeah. You know. It's looking at the finish line at the end.
Yep. Because think about how nice it is when you go home and you don't have any work.
Right.
And you just get to sleep and you get to hang out with your family.
Yeah. That's gonna be great.
Life is gonna be so good.
You'd be like, why was I stressing so much?
Life is worth living. Yeah. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, we're gonna make it. It's gonna be great. Amazing. All right, are you? Do you like to listen to music when you study?
I do.
Okay.
I always have something playing.
What's on your study playlist?
So in the past, I mean, most of the time it's not like words. Mm-hmm. It's just like orchestral music.
Yeah.
I really love the Newton Brothers, I think is okay. their name. They write the music for The Haunting of Hill House and The Haunting of Bly Manor.
Okay.
Which I love.
Is it classical?
It is.
Okay.
I'll send you something or yes. some of the songs after this because it's really good.
Okay.
And then yesterday, actually, because, you know, we are all studying now, getting prepared. I listened to The Polar Express.
Oh.
So that was fun. And most of it isn't, like, songs, like, you know, speaking. It's.
I'm not a big fan of the Polar Express movie, but objectively, the Hot Chocolate song is a bop and a half.
The Hot Chocolate song is fire. It's fire.
I love the Hot Chocolate song.
You know, honestly, okay, the Polar Express, like, I feel like some parts are kind of freaky.
Yeah. The movie's, like, one of my trigger movies. I'm not going to lie.
It's a little interesting just, here and there.
It's funky.
It is.
I don't know. But I will say, I feel like the score would be really nice to listen to while studying. They're like, dun,
especially yesterday when it was snowing.
Oh, my God. Oh, the snow was so pretty yesterday. It was so, like, pretty. Built a snowman with my friends. Yes. That was really fun.
I love it.
Yeah.
I was shocked at how much it did snow.
It actually snowed like a decent amount.
Yeah.
And then it really put me into the holiday spirit, yes. which was really nice. Because I love Christmas. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it's lovely.
There we go. Oh,
my goodness. Yeah.
Do
you like to listen to, like, actual classical
it
music?
It really depends on what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, it also just depends on my mood. Like, normally, so a lot of times I like to listen to Taylor Swift, obviously.
Yeah.
But only certain albums. Like, oh. I like to listen to the Torture Poets Department.
Mm-hmm.
I like to listen to Midnights. And then Folklore and Evermore are really good study music, especially if it's an assignment I need to, like, really focus on because they're a little bit chiller.
Yeah.
But sometimes even that is, like, too much for me. Mm-hmm. So if it's, like, I'm reading or I'm, like, especially if I'm reading an article or something like that, I like to listen to, there's this thing called Lo-Fi Fruits on Spotify. It's, like, an artist.
Mm-hmm.
I love to listen to Lo-Fi. Sometimes instrumental versions of Taylor Swift songs.
Hey, okay.
I'm weird when I study. I like to listen to albums, like, in order, just because, like, I just like the structure of it. So I'll listen to Mac Miller. I love Mac Miller while I'm studying. Lorde, Conan Gray. Really a little bit of everything, but it definitely depends on, like, the amount of brain power required for the assignment.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes I'll listen to an album that I normally listen to when I'm studying, and I'm like, I can't focus right now, and I have to switch it. It's weird. My brain is weird, but... Yeah. It's gotta be chill.
Yeah.
Like, I can't listen to death metal while I study. Like,
Yeah, me neither.
Not that I can listen to death metal normally, but you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. No. Like, it's gotta be chill or else I'll, like, be like, what is this? And then, like, actually just listen to that instead of focusing.
Yep. And I also like to know what song is coming next.
Oh.
Which is why I like listening to albums in order.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just know the vibes already.
Hey.
And, like, it's not, like, my brain isn't like, ooh, I wonder what song's coming next. Like, it already knows.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just focus on whatever I'm doing.
Do you have Spotify Premium?
Yeah.
Oh, that's iconic.
I love Spotify.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Mm-hmm. My sister has it, but She actually got rid of it like a month ago.
Oh, no.
No more.
We have like a family plan, so nice. I think you can have up to like 6 accounts or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So my whole family has it, which is really,
yeah,
really nice. Because I used to share an account with my brother, but you can only listen on one phone at a time. So if we were ever listening to music at the same time,
it didn't work.
It was a major problem.
Yeah.
And I listen to music quite literally like 10 hours a day. Like, it's like, mm-hmm. It's ridiculous how much I listen to music. So I was like, this needs to stop. Like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
So then my parents got us a family plan. So shout out. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like, it's funny. My brother taught me this method, but whenever there's a commercial on Spotify, you just like exit out of the app and then press back into it.
Oh.
And the commercial will go away. But then nice. It does suck because like you can't listen to things in order.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just like gone in like a random rotation.
Can you like not shuffle too? I feel like that was a thing I remember.
Mm.
With Spotify.
I don't know. I don't
not
think
premium.
So. Yeah, I don't think so. It's pretty just like basic.
Yeah.
You just get the music it gives you kind of. So. But yeah.
Yeah. I used to be an Apple Music girl, and then I switched to Spotify, and I'm definitely team Spotify. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I never had Apple Music. One of the girls on my old softball team did, and they had so many songs. Like, it was insane.
Yeah.
Like, crazy. And I was like, how?
Yeah.
Like, how is this real?
I know. One thing I do like about Apple Music is, like, it has the, like, Dolby Atmos and stuff like that, which I think is really cool. But Spotify, I just think, is a more user-friendly platform, so I like it better.
Bet.
You're... Okay, so, do you have any finals week, like, horror stories?
Finals week
from prior stories. Semesters?
I will say this year's gonna be my worst.
Okay.
It will. I remember last year, I just, like, there was a funny moment. Okay, so... It was, like, really late at night.
Oh, no.
We were in Asbury.
Oh, God.
On the third floor.
Oh, God.
I did not pick this room, by the way. I was with a few other girls, and I was like, what are we doing in here?
Yeah.
They literally had the lights, like, the lights off in the room.
Studying. Why?
I don't know.
Who studies in the dark?
Right? They had all the lights off, and they just, like, were studying with their computers. I'll just say that it was very scary.
Yeah.
Ooh. And then, oh, this is really funny. One of my friends, too, she was, like, pulling an all-nighter.
Okay.
And she was still at Asbury, like, 2 in the morning. And I was still awake.
Oh, my God.
So I walked over there, and I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So I was just really random. Like, at 2 in the morning, I just walked to Asbury.
That's so funny.
But, I 10 out of 10 do not recommend.
Okay.
That. It was scary in there.
No, Asbury is low-key a very scary building.
Yeah.
And it's just not for me.
It's very... It's old. Just like East College. East College is scary.
We talked about that last time.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all already know our feelings about East College.
Yeah.
Scary stuff.
Yeah. But that's like, I guess, my interesting story about it. But no horror stories yet. Hopefully, okay. I don't
let's
have
keep
any
it.
Soon.
Let's keep it that
yeah.
way. Yeah.
We're hoping.
I wish I could tell you I didn't have horror stories, but man. First semester last year was, my finals week was so awful. Like, because I was in econ, and I was business analytics. And then, yeah, so I was in econ and business analytics, and my business analytics final was a final project, and he gave us a bunch of data, and was just like, do something with this data. So we didn't have any parameters for like, minimum requirements, nothing like that, and so I was like, me being me, I was like, okay, so I have to go absolutely nutso on this assignment and, like, secure an A. So I spent 15 hours on an Excel spreadsheet doing my final project for this class. And I think it had, like, 14 or 15 sheets of stuff in the Excel. And I wrote a question and answer, like, summary of what I did for the project, which ended up amounting to about 3,000 words.
Oh, my
gosh. Yeah, it was insane. I did get a 95, so I guess it was worth it, but it was rough. I spent so much time. And then I also had a final exam for my econ class that I was studying for, which was not fun. And then I wrote a 2,000-word essay for my first-year seminar in the airport terminal on my way home.
I would have been beeping. I've been so nervous.
But you know what? I got it done. I spent a really, really long time in the GCPA, in a place that I like to call the war room. There's like this long table, big TV. Me and my friends like all posted up there literally every single day. And you know what? It worked out. I did well, but it was rough.
Yeah. Wow. 15 hours on that project too. I mean, with that and then 3,000 words of an essay.
I went insane.
Should have got 100.
You know what? I don't even care. I was so happy with that 95. You have no idea.
I wonder like what other people did because I doubt.
I guarantee you nobody else did the amount of stuff that I did.
Yeah, like truly.
And I'm like I just want to know what other people got A's on it and did.
Yeah.
And if I just really just did not understand the assignment and I went insane. I'm also like not super familiar with Excel.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it was me trying to figure out how to do certain things in the program and stuff like that. But
yeah,
it was not ideal, but it's okay. Oh man. All right. Well, do you have any fun Thanksgiving break, winter break plans?
So Thanksgiving, I'm just going to my grandma's. I went to her house last year. So
yeah.
Should be pretty chill. I'm probably going to do a lot of work during Thanksgiving.
Yep.
So it'll be, you know, a little bit of chill time, but I'm definitely going to have to do quite a bit of work.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to Libby yesterday, actually. We might go see, like, lights at night one day. Because
oh, that'll be so fun.
So hopefully we do get to do that.
That would be really cool.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, like, last year I went to my grandma's. I mean, most days were kind of, you know, chill. So, like, if you have any ideas of what we could do, I'd be down.
Get a puzzle. Like,
oh, my gosh, that's a good idea.
Get a puzzle.
I should get a puzzle. Yeah.
I love a good puzzle.
That is a good idea. My grandma would have loved that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but. That sounds good.
Would recommend.
Get, like, a 3,000. 3,000 okay. Puzzle.
3,000 is crazy. I would go 1,000. 1,000 piece puzzles are doable, but difficult.
Yeah.
Anything more than that, I haven't even attempted, and I don't want to try.
Would be so tiny.
You wouldn't even be able to see them. Yeah, no. No, thank you. But 1,000 piece puzzles, would recommend. They're really fun.
But sounds good.
We'll
have to get one for sure.
Ooh,
and then on Friday, I might go Black Friday shopping.
Oh, okay.
I like going Black Friday shopping.
Yeah.
It's not as, like, cool as it used to be.
I don't like to leave my house on Black Friday.
That's valid.
Because people scare me, especially on Black Friday.
Yeah. I will say people aren't as crazy as they used to be, because, like, in the past, I've gone with my mom, and, like, the horror stories she's told me about, like, how crazy people would be, like, it's a lot chiller now.
It's definitely a lot chiller because of Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
And, like, stores are just now doing, like, Black Friday week deals, like, especially online, like, you just get it all online, and it's a lot easier, which is really nice.
Yeah.
Except the Taylor Swift Tortured Poets Department anthology vinyl and the Eras Tour book are in stores on Friday.
Ooh.
But I think Target did announce that they're doing it online, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of eliminates them, people going into the stores. Because I was like, my parents are probably going to have to go to Target because those are two things that I really want. So please, Mom, if you're listening. It's like number one on my Christmas list.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man.
I love it.
I know. There you go. But well, it sounds like you have a nice Thanksgiving break plan.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be good. I'm most nervous for the food because last year was kind of interesting.
That's okay.
So we'll see how it goes. I might be like, hey, we should like make this year instead. So.
And you could like totally be like, can I help you make food this year?
Yeah.
And then you just make what you want to make.
Yeah. You're like, let me just take over for a second.
You're like, I got this. Step aside.
Right? 100%.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Do y'all have, like the full spread? Like mashed potatoes, ham, and all of that?
We don't do ham. Because we do turkey on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, my family usually does. We do Thanksgiving, mashed potatoes. My mom makes these really good rolls.
Ooh.
Green bean casserole, stuffing, cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, all the essentials.
Yeah.
But I'm also going to my grandparents' house, and my grandma is, like, an insane chef. Like, she is so good at cooking. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited to go to her house.
Yay.
And have her make dinner, because she's, oh, my God. She's insane. The best.
I love it.
Ooh. Oh, definitely excited to have a home-cooked meal.
Yes. It's, like, been so different, like, moving from Hoover to, like, Greek, like,
yes,
dining, like, it's very different.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I definitely like it better.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard with the lack of options sometimes, though.
Yeah, I would say, like, being a vegetarian, it's harder.
Oh.
Because every meal is just some type of meat.
Yeah.
Like, and then they'll usually substitute it with, like, a fake meat.
Oh.
Which, I like some fake meat, but over time, if I'm just eating fake meat, I'm like, this is gross.
You're like, I'm tired of this.
I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
So I keep trying to get them to give me some tofu or something. Then they don't get it. And I'm like,
oh.
Can you just give me some tofu
You're
or
like,
something?
Please.
Like, literally, I'll eat tofu and rice. Like, I do not care.
Yeah. Are you the only vegetarian in the house?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's interesting. I would say Hoover, just because it had so many more options, like, I was able to get. Like, I'm just focused on, like, protein and stuff, and I just don't think I'm getting as much protein anymore.
Yeah.
Which sucks. But, and, like, Hoover, I could, like, manipulate my way into getting more protein, so. But I'm hoping, like, I'm gonna try and make, like, a menu that they can, like, look at and, like, buy stuff, because they get, like, specific things that, like, I'll say I want or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So maybe they'll, like, find some things that they could start substituting.
Yeah.
Different. So.
You could also get, like, I mean, this is just, you would have to do this yourself, but, like, if you wanted to be able to make yourself tofu,
yeah,
get, like, an air fryer or mm-hmm. something
yeah,
like
I
that.
Yeah, I have, like,
and
I have, like, some microwavable stuff that I'll, like, throw in the microwave. I honestly, I wish we had, like, a stovetop.
I know.
That'd be so nice.
That's something that, is hard about living in the house is, like, we don't have the ability to cook for ourselves mm-hmm. because it's, like, the industrial
yeah.
ovens and whatnot, and you have to, like, know how to use it all.
Yeah, and, like, over
like
the weekend, we
yeah.
don't get anything.
Yeah.
So it's, like,
I'm, like, I don't want to go to McDonald's for every meal
right?
on Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to
yeah.
fuel my body in ways that are good.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
chicken nuggets and fries. Like.
Yeah, no, I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's definitely difficult. But I also don't want to spend that much money on food because I'm balling on a budget.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm.
So sad.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah. But yeah. All right, are we ready for the question of the week?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
So today's question of the week, do you believe that certain subjects have, like, certain colored notebooks?
We've literally been talking about this in my house.
Really?
Like, the past week.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, I'm excited to hear about it now.
100% yes.
Okay.
100%.
Yes.
Math is red.
Yes. Math is so red.
Science is blue. Yes.
Science is green.
No. Like, English is green.
No, English is blue.
No.
English is blue.
No. Science? You're hearing it from me. Science is blue.
Science is green.
Literature?
Because, like,
history is yellow.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
History is yellow.
I can get behind that. I feel like language
Science?
Is, like, a weird color. Like, my Spanish notebook right now is purple, and that makes
gonna,
a lot of sense.
It's going to be the, like, backup color, yeah.
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 Like, it's just like, eh, what
like
color do I have left
purple,
over?
Pink. Like, some rando.
Yeah.
But
I'm trying to think of other.
Science, green. What?
Science is, well, because I'm thinking about it, like, if you have, like, a test tube full of, like, chemicals, like, I picture that as, like, green. So it just makes sense to me that science is green.
I don't know. Every time I think of science, it's just blue. Guess that's just me.
I think we're going to agree to disagree on this one. And, like, language, like, English being blue makes a lot of sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like writing and, like, English just feels like a cool color to me. Like, it's just, like, muted. Like, it's just, like, very academia and, like,
oh.
all this stuff. So it's just, like, the blue just, it fits the vibe for me.
I think, like, literature, every time I think of it, it's like it brings life to things.
Yeah.
And grass is green.
Okay, that's fair.
So that's what I think.
I can get behind that explanation.
I don't know.
But math is so red and it's not.
Yeah,
funny.
100%. I'm glad we agree on that
yes.
because that's like, come on.
Absolutely. What other subjects are there? I like don't even remember.
Let's see.
Trying to think of classes I took in high school.
I mean, so many of the like AP rando classes.
Oh, yeah.
Computer science. What would you say that is? I'd say it's blue.
Computer science?
It has science in
it. I feel like it's a dark color.
Yeah.
Like a... I feel like computer science could be purple. Like a dark purple. Purple.
Even like a black notebook.
Yeah.
Just like plain.
Yeah.
Or like black or white, just very plain. Like no color at all.
Yeah.
What else? Environmental science. I keep doing like science.
Yeah. Again, that's green to me.
I would say green for environmental science, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know what else there is.
Yeah, I don't even remember at this point.
Geography.
Yellow.
Yellow?
Yeah. Yellow or orange?
I'd say, ooh, orange.
Yeah.
Yeah, orange is good. Yeah. But
yeah.
I like that question.
I'm definitely a part of the color theory.
Yeah.
For subject. We had like a heated debate about this in my media fellows class one day. It was crazy. Shots were fired. People were mad. But it's okay.
Don't we love media fellows?
Oh,
those classes were fun.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. I like it a lot. It's nice to like get the media experience and do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Alrighty, well, do you have anything else that you'd like to tell the pod?
Everyone, if you're taking exams, stay strong.
Yes.
You got it.
Stay hydrated.
Yes.
Eat food. Get sleep. I know it's tempting to stay up all night, but your brain works better when it has sleep.
Yeah, try and chew for 7 hours. That's good.
Yes.
7 to 8 hours.
Seven solid. To 8 hours during finals week is solid.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah. And don't procrastinate your assignments.
Yeah.
Stay on top of your work. Alrighty. Well, thanks for listening to this episode of the pod. We'll see you guys next semester.
Yes.
Which is a weird thing to say. But good luck on finals and stay tuned in, Tigers.